Well, anyone here is wondering what effect it will have on the Treasury. There is a recent report out by the Election Commission, Control Commission, on what the effect is on the $50 tax-free or tax credit that you get for political contributions. And certainly that's much less worthy than this cause. But I think what the problem is a matter of principle, that we are authorizing this as an exact raid on the Treasury, because a $50 tax credit for each individual means just that if he owes $50 to the state, he sends them a slip of paper that says, I donated to the Jones Alcoholic Rehabilitation Fund. And if it's an approved fund, then he no longer owes the state the $50. I don't think it's the best way to run the ship.
On the fiscal impact, Mr. President, Mr. Jenkins, Director of the Audit Division, supplied us with a memo which in part reads, the only effect on the state will be a loss of revenue equal to 50 times the amount of individuals who make the contribution and claim the credit. Senator Huber points out that we do have the same system for political contributions. They are direct tax credit. Mr. Jenkins, in another memo, supplies us this information, that they have not yet extracted that information from the 76 file, from the political contributions. But they do have the information for 1974 and 1975. For 1974, 3,052 returns were filed, claiming a total credit of $184,034. In 1975, 1,692 claimed the credit for a total amount of $99,800. So I would, if we're going to stay in that range, it's going to cost somewhere between $100,000 and maybe $200,000.
Mr. President, the fiscal note may be somewhat slightly deficient. If an individual claims he contributed to the Jones Alcoholism Program, somewhere there's going to have to be a list that indicates this, in fact, is a municipally or state-approved program. So there will have to be at least that much of a compilation of the listing.
Well, Mr. President, the project is so worthy, as I said before, that I'm really tempted to do it. Mr. President, the like provision in the campaign contribution law, as much as I would have liked to take advantage of it, and many of the people on this floor have taken advantage of it, I myself, because of my own belief that it should is not an appropriate measure, have up to this time, and that means I've been through a couple of elections that way, have refused to tap into the Treasury this way. I don't know I'm always going to be able to do that, but certainly, Mr. President, I've tried to put my money where my mouth is on it. I don't believe in that type of handling of the state treasury. Therefore, I stand against it, both for campaign contributions, which are not before us now, and for this worthy cause.
For discussion, by Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I think we ought to give all those people. We must have maybe 10,000-15,000 people enjoying the fruits of the other people's labors that are eating out of this alcoholism program now in one fashion or another. So why not just give them a bonus of $50? What the heck is it? Let's all go for the
bill. Any further discussion, debate? The question is, shall Senate Bill 546 pass the Senate? Senate Bill 546. Have all senators voted? Any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 4 nays.
And so Senate Bill 546 has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 547.
They're all going to be peeled off again tomorrow. Mr. President, I move an action item as consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 546 be considered a roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Any objection? Not so ordered. And so Senate Bill 546 with effective date.
Senate Bill number 547 by the Rules Committee by request, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Revenue to increase the number of enforcement personnel employed by the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney, Chairman, signed do pass. Senator Ziegler signed do pass if ABC agent assigned full-time to Southeast Alaska. Senators Bradley, Willis, and Rohde signed no recommendation. There is an amendment number one by Senator Ray. On page one, line 13, after the word additional, add the word field.
I would move the amendment, Mr. President.
To the floor, sir.
I think it's obvious. We want these people, as a good senator from Ketchikan said, we want them in Southeast, and we want them in South Central, and we want them in Northwest, and we want them in the interior. We want them to sit them on, up there sitting on their chairs in the offices and having some acquaintance with the ABC board at various times in the last 20-some years. I know that if you stipulate field enforcement personnel, then we'll get some inspectors, and we'll get somebody enforcing the laws rather than people sitting there just to shuffle the papers. I'd ask you to have some consent.
Any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Amendment number one.
There are no other amendments.
President, I move the action item as consent to rules be suspended in Senate Bill 547, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, to advance to third reading and place for final passage.
Any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered.
Senate Bill number 547, amended, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Revenue to increase the number of enforcement personnel employed by the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and providing for an effective date.
Question. Discussion, debate.
Question.
Mr. President, I rise in support of the bill. It's about time that we apply enough people in the field to do something about the laws we passed. Maybe we wouldn't be pouring so much money down the drain on alcoholism problems if we just would appropriate enough money to put people out in the field to take care of the laws that we already have.
Question. Question is, so Senate Bill number 547 has amended passes and Senate to proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 excuse, 2 absent.
And so Senate Bill 547 has amended as passed.
Mr. President, I move an action item as consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 547 amended. Senate be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And so Senate Bill number 547 has amended with effective date clause.
Senate Bill number 552 by the Rules Committee by request, an act related to alcohol. The Finance Committee considered this bill and reports back as follows. Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, and Senator Orsini signed do pass. Senators Croft and Meehan signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Holman?
Yes, sir, there is. For FY 79, it shows an impact of $475,000. It doesn't carry a breakdown for the following 4 years.
Mr. President, I move an action item as consent to rules be suspended in Senate Bill 552 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading and place for final passage.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senate Bill number 552, an act relating to alcohol.
Any discussion or debate?
Mr. President, I support the bill. And Mr. President, I think it's a real problem that exists when we have to pass a law that says on the second offense, you have to get 10 days. On the first offense, you have to get 3 days in jail, when the law that we're talking about calls for the judge having the discretion of putting him in jail for a year. That's what's already on the books. So now we have to come along with another law and say that on second and third offenses, you'll give at least 3 days or at least 10 days. I don't know that it's going to do any good. I'm going to vote for it. But the problem is that the current law is not being enforced.
Question. Question is, all senators voted. Any senator wish to change his or her vote? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the call.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 excused, 2 absent.
And so Senate Bill 552 has passed the Senate. David Calder, since the unfinished business.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
Under unfinished business, I would like to take up reconsideration of the committee substitute for House Bill 628.
No objection, sir. You have the floor.
I just wanted to ask a few questions here. Just for my own information, more or less, I'm sorry, but I didn't guess it was. And perhaps whoever is handling the bill could help me with this. Section 3, we're giving to the corrections $27,000 to update the corrections master plan database. I didn't even know it had been adopted there. I know that they've put one out. They haven't put it in. Minority report with it. Section 4, it says practically the same thing, only that's completion of the corrections master plan. That's my understanding from, if I'm not wrong, and I would certainly stand here to be corrected, with the bonding issue that you're talking about is going to be something like, what, $27 to $29 million. The jail population of the state has increased considerably in the last 2 years, and it'll take another 2 or 3 years to facilitate or increase the bed capacity. But in that $29 million, as I understand it, there is no increase of beds in the state of Alaska, prison beds. In other words, there's no additional facilities to take care of additional prisoners. I don't know where you're going to put the influx. And I would ask, possibly through the chair, that when the Finance Committee does take that up, the corrections or the, I would say the budget on the corrections facilities, that they would at least attempt to increase the beds in the correction system in the state of Alaska, because if we don't, we're going to be, well, I don't know what we're going to do. I guess the rest of us will just have to turn all the prisoners loose and get in jail ourselves, and that's the only way we're going to be protected. There'll be more prisoners than there'll be people.
Any further discussion or debate? We have before us committee substitute for House Bill number 628, third reading. Question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill number 628 pass the Senate? Senate make the decision. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 absent, 1 excused.
So committee substitute for House Bill number 628 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, I move an action on this consent roll call vote on the passage of the committee substitute for House Bill 628 be considered a roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered. So committee substitute for House Bill number 628 with effective date clause. Any further unfinished business? Senator Dula?
I'll Well, Mr. President, I guess we're going down special orders.
We'll go to special orders.
I just move and ask unanimous consent. I'd excuse from call the House tomorrow.
So at this time, we're going to have a session tomorrow. Is there any objection? There's no objection to the excuse from call tomorrow.
We are going to meet tomorrow, sir.
Excuse me.
Tomorrow's Friday.
They are. Sorry. As I understand it, the calendar for tomorrow is citations only.
The president is one story in my so I can go on the ground. No big deal.
Is there any objection? Any objections? So ordered. Any further special orders?
Mr. President, the hour is late, but I cannot allow the opportunity to escape to thank each and every member for their response to the majority of the alcohol package. I know as chairman of the committee, I most certainly appreciate it. The members who served on it do. But most importantly, hopefully this trial of what people are suggesting might stem this tide is certainly worth the effort, and again, my sincere thanks for myself, the committee, and all those who participated in the hearings, to each and every member.
Mr. President, in response to Senator Coletta's thanks, it was really nothing, Mike.
I suspect that's right.
Any further special orders? Change business? Announcements?
Mr. Chairman,
present. Mr. Chairman, the Senate Commerce Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30. In room 2007, this building, to consider committee substitute House Bill 703. Savings associations are Senate Bill 504, regulation of charitable organizations and solicitations. And Senate committee substitute for House Bill 722, science and technology.
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary this afternoon at 3 o'clock in the normal meeting place. Under discussion will be committee substitute for House Bill 97, security interests under the commercial code, House Bill 664, the practice of optometry, Senate Bill 324, beverage dispensary and retail liquor licenses, House Bill 63, guardians for incapacitated persons, House Bill 565, eavesdropping, House Bill 502, Regulations Under Administrative Procedures Act, and we'll take up again committee substitute for House Bill 149, Licensing of Public Accountants. Also, we've been promised by Legislative Affairs that the CRIM code will be completed and in the hands of Judiciary staff today at 3 o'clock. They're going to copy the bill, distribute it by about 4:30. I'd like to remind the body of Senator Ziegler's suggestion that that document be reviewed, and if there are any questions, that they be given to any member of the Finance or the Judiciary Committee so that we might talk to the individual senators and answer those questions to facilitate passage of the bill when it reaches the floor.
Are we going to get a copy tomorrow?
Finance tomorrow at 8 o'clock will be taken up to Northwest Pipeline legislation and the bond issues.
Senator Rossini.
Mr. President, the Committee on Regional Affairs will meet at 3 o'clock this afternoon, taking up House Bill 941, ratifying lease purchase agreement between Anchorage and the state, and House Bill 133, an act related to municipal land selection.
Any further
announcements? The Committee on Royal QL meets at 2 o'clock in Senator Poland's committee room. North Pole Refinery in El Petco. Mr. President, the members of the Senate have been invited to the Orpheum Theater this evening at 7 o'clock. Champagne will be served and a movie, Harold and Maude, will be shown. The new Orpheum Theater is on the Marine Way on the north side of the Juneau City Police Department parking lot. The invitation is for this evening. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.